What's vibey, everyone? Hey, you guys, what is up? I miss you guys. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I know I have been doing, in the beginning, twice a week, but that was before my life was very busy, okay? I have a lot to talk about. So we're going to get right into it with the fact of the day, okay? Hold on. Let's grab these facts. Okay, here we go. A strawberry is the only fruit which seeds grow on the outside. That's really cool. The human heart creates enough pressure in the bloodstream to squirt blood 30 feet. Wow. That's cool. Imagine you're like squirting blood from your heart. Like, okay, here's another one. Al Capone's business card said he was a used furniture dealer. That's cool. I'm always saying that's cool after a fact, but hey, it is kind of cool. When you learn something new, I get really excited about that. Okay, you guys, so I know I've been gone for a week. I've had a very busy week, okay? So in the past 2 weeks or so, I think I felt like I haven't gave you guys an episode. It's been a while. All right, so what's been going on with me? Okay, I said I was cast in two plays. I am now cast in one. Hopefully I'm still cast in this one. Because I wasn't able to, the reason why I say hopefully I'm still cast in the other play is because I wasn't able to go to my last rehearsal, which was Saturday and Sunday, because of working, just sitting. And I know the director, he's kind of like on everyone, and we're opening the show this week, so he has like a lot happening, and he's also doing another show. He's like producing a Broadway show, so it's a lot, and he doesn't want us to put the show up on Instagram or anything like that. So I think I'm not even just going to post about the show at all, just because he's very particular on how to post about the show, and I think he has like a contract about something. I don't know the full thing, so I'm not gonna post about the show at all. I think I'm just going to do word of mouth, like maybe tell my friends the time and the location. I don't even know where we're going to be having the show, if it's going to be at the Crane Theater or somewhere else. I have no idea, but yeah, all I know is like, I just want to get this, do this play and have it done with, so the stress of the director and everyone else will be done. I'll go more into that later. And then I was in another play, but I decided to leave that play back out of that play because the director was very, she was childish for sure. I wouldn't say, okay, immature, childish, just non-professional, I guess you can say. She was childish, yeah, childish, non-professional, immature, I guess you can say. So she was doing a so this was her play from her class, and she's studying she's working on a BFA, I think, in writing or directing. I have no idea. So the teacher for her class approved this play that she wrote. And the play that she wrote was very cutesy, it's very bubbly, and very, like, it was supposed to be, like, romantic type of thing. Like, oh my gosh, you left and didn't come back. And, like, the person, like, the guy, like, asks the girl to marry her, and she says yes. Like, it doesn't really have, like, a plot. And when the whole cast, when we met up with her for the first, like, full rehearsal, we were like, hey, we need, like, a plot. There's no... we need some juice in the middle because it's very like light on the end, like, you know. She's like, yeah, okay, let's rewrite it. So we've tried to rewrite a couple times, but I just felt like the director, she wanted to add very dramatic stuff to the play. It's just like, why don't we just make this character pregnant? It's just like, no, that's going to be like an easy, like, don't just add stuff, because it won't make sense to the character and it won't make sense to the story. Like, you have to really sit down and figure out who these people are. So I decided to back out of it. And then also, she wanted to do a group message. And I have a thing, like, group message. It's kind of annoying if it's not done online, like a messenger type of thing. A messenger is the Facebook messaging app. But this was like a group message. So this is like all of our numbers in a group message, like text. So she would like just have personal stuff that she's going through with her life. Like, oh, I'm about to go meet up with my ex and he wants me to sleep with him, all this stuff. And I'm just like, whoa, why are you telling us all this? Like, you have to keep it professional. I have, like, not to sound like rude, but I don't really care about what's going on outside of, what's going on in your life outside of the play. Get me? So she was like, I feel like I should write this because he wanted to sleep with me. And it's just like, what the heck is going on? Like, what? And then it's just like, she really wanted me and the other actor to, like, to kiss on, like, the first rehearsal. We're just like, no, that has to, like, warm up. We have to get you, like, first of all, we have to be comfortable. Like, you can't force anyone to kiss, but we're both like, okay, I'm comfortable, you're comfortable, okay, cool. We're just like, can you guys kiss again? Can you guys kiss? And she's like, oh, what if I add this scene? It was just like, she was trying to add stuff that didn't make sense. And just, like, adding, like, stereotypes to the character. So it didn't make sense. And at a certain point, I was like, okay, I decided to, like, back out. I no longer want to be a part of this play. So, yeah, that happened in, like, the week and a half. And, yeah, I told you guys, that I have been babysitting. So it's been getting very busy because the school year started and all that stuff. So been babysitting. And I recently did the climate strike march with the kids. And it was so beautiful. It was like hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of people. I think they estimated like 1.1 million people for New York City. And this girl named Greta Thunberg. I think I'm saying her name right. She is from, where is she from? Oh, let me see if I can see where she's from. I think she's from the UK. Let's see. Okay, yeah, she's a Swedish environmental activist. It was credited with raising global awareness of the risks posed by climate change. She is 16 years old. So yeah, she's from Swedish, but she is dope. She's out here doing big things, making sure these politicians know that climate change is real. And we need to do something about it before it's too late. Like, they say we have about 15 years to do something about it. If we don't, then we're in trouble. We're honestly in trouble. So, yeah. Ooh, snaps. Okay, you guys. I'm going to break right now for the for the sponsor. And we'll be right back. Okay, you guys. I am back. Back like I never left. All right, let me see. Okay, so as I mentioned before, that my week has been very busy. I've been babysitting, I've been auditioning, I've been rehearsing these plays. I stepped out of a play because of the director was immature and unprofessional. And I am in this other play that opens up on the 27th, I believe, or 26th, in Lower Manhattan off Broadway. I think it's going to be at the Korean Theater. I don't know if we're still going to be at the same space, or whatever. So yeah, hopefully I'm still in the show. The director didn't like that I was working 2 days from rehearsal. We had rehearsal during the weekend and I had to work. So yeah, he's like, hope you know we open in a week. And I'm like, yes, I do know. And I know that you've rewritten the play a couple times and I don't have anything to worry about as in like with new lines. Like, I'm off book with that. And I know I have to like work on ensemble and blogging and all that stuff. So I think he's just very stressed because he also has like another show that he's doing. He's like producer for a Broadway play as well. So yeah, then some of the castmates were like, well, one castmate was freaking out because she didn't have like enough lines in the play. Typical actor stuff, like, I don't have enough lines and I feel like I'm useless in this play. And it's like, girl, it's not about you, it's about the play. At the end of the day, this is based on a true story. So it is his story. It's his friend's story who was in this battle, who was, you know, in the war, how dealt with this. And I think two of the castmates made the director upset because they had this proposition. They messaged him, well, in Messenger, it was like, oh, hey, I feel like this person should play this because blankety blankety blank. And a director did not like that. So, yeah, I will say this. If you are an actor and a director cast you for a role, do not try to tell the director to cast. Do not direct the director. Wait, let me rewind because I'm confusing myself. Do not try to tell the director how to do their job, because that is kind of disrespectful, kind of like a slap in the face. Like, oh, I know you cast this person as this, but this person only has one line and they feel like they're not being used enough because of the show and they want more lines. So I feel like you should cast them in this role because of so and so and so. That is just kind of like, it's kind of disrespectful. It's also unprofessional. And I get it, because as an actor, you want as much lines as possible. You want to show that you can act. But at the end of the day, sometimes you're not going to get all of the lines. You're not going to get that big monologue. You're not going to get that juicy scene. Like, at the end of the day, it's just like, you just have to be grateful for what you got. Like, it's not that serious, you know? And it's about the story. It's not about you. And I've told this person, like, hey, you can't take it personal. You're in your head. Like, you're making it about you. And I know this person's also going through some stuff personally with just, like, some family stuff. So, sending prayers and love her way. But I would say you can't take it personal and you can't make the show about you because you want more lines. You know what I mean? You want to rewrite stuff, or you just want to cast yourself as this. Like, let the director do their thing. They've been doing this for a while. And I know that you don't like the way he like talks to you. It's like, as an actor, you have to be able to work with different types of directors. And you have to like roll with the punches. Like, being cast in a show, being cast in a play, you're always gonna have a very like kind of like you know, it's gonna have this rough patch. Like, I don't think any like job is like smooth sailing. Well, you do have like jobs where it's like smooth sailing, but like as an actor, you have to learn how to go with the punches. Like, if you're cast in something in a play or in a film, in a TV show, in a web series, or a print or a commercial, and it's so smooth, that's great. But then also, you're gonna have really like other stuff, and it's going to be like a horrible, like, you're not going to want to work with this director because of the way they talk to you, just the way they communicate and just the way people are communicating. It's like, but the work, like, but the script is so good. It's bigger than you. It's about the project. It's about the storytelling. It's about the story at the end of the day. So to all the people who want to be actors, who are actors, who are doing a project where it's just like, it's difficult, you know what I mean, to sometimes work with another actor or another director or something where it's kind of like their communication is kind of annoying, like, stick with it. Unless you are being, one, sexually harassed, or you just feel uncomfortable, fully, definitely leave, for sure, and report if you are uncomfortable and if you are sexually harassed in any type of way whatsoever, because your safety is all that matters. Okay, your safety is all that matters. Okay. All right, you guys, so I wanted to put this in as okay, we're gonna start over. Okay, I wanted to tell you guys about my amazing morning I had. So, one, I've been up since 3:30 a.m. It is Sunday. It's 10:38 a.m. right now. I've been up since like 3:30 a.m. I had an early morning call time to skate with the Skate Kitchen girls for their project. And I wouldn't say a huge fan, but I am a fan of their movement. I'm a fan of them. It's really cool to be able to skate with them. I mean, I've watched their movement. I was like, oh, it's so cool. I want to skate with them. And then look at me, I'm in like their project. Even though I was like a background skater, but this scene was so dope because literally it's just nothing but girl skaters, and we're skating down the Williamsburg Bridge early a.m., like mad early. And it was just so invigorating to just really see, like, just like the outside looking in of like all these beautiful, eclectic, dope ass like women skateboarding. We all have different styles, we're all different colors, so gorgeous, and we're just skating down this bridge. We're making a rumble, we're making the bridge rumble. It was so beautiful. It was just gorgeous. It was an amazing morning, such an amazing time to start the day. It was just gorgeous. So shout out to the Skate Kitchen crew and their amazing crew, and Brianna King. I got to meet her. She was really cool. Very beautiful person. So dope. But yeah, and all the other amazing, beautiful women I've met skating. There's really some really dope skaters out there, you guys. So yeah. So let's see if I can find Corny Joke. Let's see. I haven't gave you guys a corny joke, and I haven't read a corny joke of the day in a minute. Let's see if I can find. Hopefully it's not something I've read to you guys before or gave you guys. Yeah, come on. Let's see. All right, let me scroll down a little bit. This one's funny. Okay, here we go. What did the ocean say to the shore? Nothing. It just waved. That was funny. And this one's cute. What did the tomato say to the other tomato during a race? Catch up. All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of the corny joke. It's too funny. I'm doing the most. Okay, you guys. So, I'm trying to get back on schedule. I'm going to stop saying trying. I am going to get back on schedule with the podcast. I think I'm going to do a one day a week. I may do twice a week, but because of I'm sitting and the play is supposed to be, we're opening this Friday, so yeah, that part, it's gonna be very busy. So once a week, or and it'll probably be after the show, after the show is done. So shout out to the people who have been listening, and my new listeners and everything like that. New York has been amazing, beautiful so far. I'm super excited. Oh, I got a lot of stuff happening with the Innocent Boy. So Innocent Boy won best indie short film LGBT. I think it's like a long category. So we won best short film in LGBT section at the Indie Fest. We're in the semi, we're a semi finalist as the at the Lisbon festival in Lisbon. We're in a couple festivals in Berlin, Playa del Carmen. I did mention that the whole cast, including I and crew, will be there in November to check that out. Yeah, it's just like a lot of great things happening with Innocent Boy. We're getting a lot of great feedback with the festivals all over the world. And I also shot another film last year. We're also in film festivals as well. One for one in Vegas. I think we won that one. It was a horror fest, short horror fest, the one in Vegas. There was I think there's one in international. I think there's one in London, UK. And we're going to be showing the short film at the Brooklyn Horror Fest October 18th. I'll send all the details. I'll tell you guys all the details because I can't send it to you guys. I'll tell you guys all the details later. So that's the next one. So the film will be playing on this big screen at the Brooklyn Horror Fest. And this one is called The Muffin Man. So I have two films right now. They're both horror. One is more psychological, dealing with the text, and it's very intense. One is more kind of like dark comedy, but it's very gruesome type of thing. It's funny, but it has some like eerie, gruesome moments. Like, so they're both in festivals and they're both doing great. One you can see at the Brooklyn Horror Fest, which is The Muffin Man. That was a short comedy, short dark comedy horror film, October 18th. Innocent Boy is the film. We're doing great all over the world at festivals. We won one festival so far. We're at semi-finalists. Unfortunately, you can't see Innocent Boy yet until the festivals are done and over with. So, yeah. Okay, you guys, I just have to share that. It's just like so much going on. I forget what's happening sometimes. But yeah, so I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace, love. Talk to yourself kindly. Bye.